Skeena Bulkley Valley MP Taylor Bockrock has raised Canfor's Houston mill closure in Parliament. He called on the federal government to help Houston families and businesses affected by Canfor's closure of its sawmill, announced last month. "There are few things more devastating for a rural community than learning that its major employer is closing its doors," said Bockrock in his statement. "It's going to put 300 mill employees out of work. That's 10% of the populations. And it will affect hundreds more who work for contractors and local businesses." Bockrock said that despite solutions brought forward by the mayor of Houston, the local forestry industry, and the Steelworkers Union, including federal job creation and reinstatement of A-flexibility, the Liberal government has taken no action. "The BC government is already on the ground, working with the people of Houston to find solutions. We need the federal government to step up and play a role as well," said Bockrock. Canfor announced it would close its Houston mill in April, citing weak markets making its continued operation uneconomical. However, a statement by the company called the closure temporary, saying there is a plan to rebuild the facility with newer equipment but that will be determined by approval of Canfor's board of directors. Recent mill closures have been affecting communities across northern BC as Canfor is permanently closing its sawmill and pellet plant in Chetwynd, and the January 11 closure of Canfor Pulp in Prince George saw about 90 union workers laid off.